You're listening to the audio production of Amazing Grace, the life of John Newton and the surprising story behind his song, by Bruce Hindmarsh and Craig Borlase, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Alan Irving. To Charles Morris. Preface. Swissair Flight 111 was en route from New York to Geneva on the evening of September 2, 1998, when it suddenly plummeted 2,400 metres into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Nova Scotia, killing all 229 people on board. The tiny tourist village of Peggy's Cove was immediately transformed into a command centre for the police, Coast Guard, and other emergency officials. Shocked family members arrived to look out over the waves that held their loved ones. An army chaplain went to the water's edge and offered to pray with the grieving family of a 19-year-old California student. He led them in prayer, and then the family started to sing a hymn in four-part harmony, and then followed this with Amazing Grace. The chaplain noticed that all the rescue workers and onlookers were transfixed by the scene. Everyone stopped until they were done. He added, "Things like that were going on all day. Amazing grace in the middle of incredible sorrow." It was on those same North Atlantic seas 250 years earlier that John Newton, the author of Amazing Grace, first cried out to God for mercy in the midst of a storm that threatened to kill all on board a foundering ship bound for England. Newton wrote Amazing Grace some years afterward, when he was settled at a parish church in the English Midlands as an Anglican minister. But the hymn has endured through 2.5 centuries and has become today a powerful symbol for many people of hope in the midst of tragedy. The hymn has figured prominently at moments of intense national grieving in America. After the space shuttle Challenger burst into flames on television in 1986, the American people heard Amazing Grace played at the memorial service for the astronauts. After a domestic terrorist exploded a bomb at an Oklahoma City federal building in 1995, killing 168 people, Amazing Grace was again carried from church services by television news programs. The memorial mass for John F. Kennedy Jr. in July 1999 concluded with the singing of Amazing Grace as well. In 2001, immediately after the terrorist attacks on September 11th,
sample complete. Ready to continue?